All right, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Murphy?
Here.
Beppo?
Here.
Singh? Morris?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
All right, can we do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you're welcome to stay standing with us as we pray real quick. Father, we thank you for providing us with the opportunity to serve the village of Tolono. We ask you to speak to us, and Lord, let your will be done here in Tolono so that all can live peaceably. In Jesus' name, amen.
Perfect. All right. Hey. Perfect. Full board. All right. First on the list is Randy Reinhardt. Come on up.
Hello. I just had a quick question on an ordinance as far as putting concrete next to a side yard. I believe the ordinance is 5 feet. And the reason I'm asking is because as far as moving forward with the patio in my backyard, I've seen some stuff around town previously that's closer than that, like right up on the property line. And I'm just curious if the ordinance has been changed, because I know you can change it.
Yeah.
With me moving forward with my project. So that's where I'm at with that.
Talk to Matt. Matt can help you with all of that. And... is Matt here?
Yeah, he's back there.
Oh, perfect. He made it? Perfect. And that is the man on our ordinances.
Okay.
Talk to Matt, and Matt and Brandy know the ordinances kind of inside now.
Right.
So they're the two
I know
people.
What it is, but that's why I'm asking, because yeah. There's been stuff in the last year that's closer.
I don't know.
And up on the line, so I'm just trying to figure out me moving forward.
Okay.
If I can...
I would talk to those two, and they're the ones that... I don't know. I can't give you a yes or no answer. Because I don't know it that well.
Okay. All right. That was my question.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Eddie.
Actually, I'm just waiting to see what else we're going to say about the liquor.
Okay. No problem. Jeff. Holt. Come on up.
Hey, are you done?
It's not done, but I can take it back.
Well, Dickie, I'm going to scan that.
I think I know most of it. My name is Jeff Holt.
I'm sorry what happened with you guys earlier today.
What I've done is come to address the board here, just to share with you. I'm going to try, because these dogs are like family to us, to share with you. And so I don't want you guys to think I'm
Does everybody know what happened?
Not everybody. These guys kind of do.
Okay. The two neighbor dogs, pit bulls, mauled our German Shepherd. And I don't use that word lightly. It mauled it. She's in pretty bad condition.
Is she still in the vet hospital, or is she out?
We brought her home tonight. I'm going to take her back Thursday morning to stay some more, and she will still have some more surgeries.
How'd her ear? Is her ear not good?
No. She's probably lost her ear.
God, this is frustrating.
And she's got a huge gash across the back that has some drain tubes in. She's got a gash here, it's got drain tubes, and she's got several lashes that are not stitched shut because they were so mangled. He took so much flesh out of her body that was too bad to stitch back together that they had to be left open.
And correct me if I'm wrong, they jumped out of their fence yard and then into your yard.
These pit bulls are two doors north of us. The house faces North Clifford just like ours does. And it jumped, I don't know, I didn't see the first one, how he got into the yard. But it jumped, the neighbors jumped or crawled, whatever, the first one, I didn't see him. But he got in the neighbor's yard, which is adjacent to my north lot on Vorsey, where my dogs go to the bathroom. And they were running at first, just play back and forth, and then it slipped underneath the fence. And then another one that she had in the yard was like a gazelle. So your standard, whatever, 40-some inch fence was not a problem. He gazelled over three different, their fence, back across to this fence, across to my fence, and the two of them came in and pinned my German Shepherd down and literally mauled her. And these German Shepherd, or I mean these pit bulls, I know for a fact that other neighbors in the neighborhood have called and complained over the years about them. So I would like for this board to come up with some kind of guidelines, rules, safety features, something. If there's been this many complaints, why hasn't there been a lot of follow-up? And these dogs been in a, whatever, 8-foot fence or in a kennel like mine is that has a roof on it and stuff, so that they could not get into their neighbor's yards. They had no collars on, no tags on them. The officers from here, no one has contacted me to let me know whether the dogs have had rabies shots, so I know none of that information. I don't know if they've shared that with my vet. There's not been communication back to me yet on any of that information. As of 4:30-ish yesterday, I talked to the county, and one of the dogs was still loose, and I've not been informed whether it's been contained or whether anyone has checked back with the residents to see if it had returned home or not. And something else I wasn't real happy about is the fact that these dogs were not brought over to City Hall and contained until we found all this information out, whether they had their rabies and stuff. I know that animal control, we do not have a contract. The City of Tolono does not with animal control, so we couldn't get them involved. But we need to come up with some type of procedure here to address issues like this. This could have been a child. This could have been my grandkids. Because they play in my backyard, and it's fenced in, so I thought it was safe.
Okay. Jeff, did you?
Yes, I do. I want to address the board. First of all, just to share with everyone, I had the privilege of serving on this board, like you guys, okay? And with that being said, we have an obligation to the people, not to ourselves, okay? I'm going to share that with each one of you. So when you're sitting on this board, it's a privilege, not an entitlement. So with that, what I want to do is I want to kind of go in to give a little history. When I was the mayor of this town, just to share with you, the neighbors had reported to me about those dogs. And I brought it to the chief of police's attention. My job at that point was to be the administrator. And my job at that point, which you guys know, is to share and get a directive. I knew those dogs were a threat, okay? So just to share with you, nothing was done. Police officers do give reports each day. So there's two other police officers here that would have got the same report. So if there's communication going on, okay, that should have been dealt with. So I guess my question is, okay, as we being the town of our community here and having the privilege to serve people, we should have been proactive, not reactive. The comment I got from the police chief last night is at least the people are being proactive now. They called S&K fencing. Really? That's how we react? That's how we react? What if it would have been a child? I have a 1-year-old grandson. I have a 5-year-old grandson and an 8-year-old grandson. And we're worried all the time we're out there. I know Mr. Ping has a baby. So the thing is, the reason I come here is to try to ask that this not happen again. And what I said is the dogs come over to our place, okay? We're watching our dogs. And the thing is, like I said, the dogs are coming on mauling our dogs. Shouldn't we have done something before? I know for a fact, as being a neighbor, having the privilege of work for the people and the blessing here, that we have a kennel sitting over at the old place, at the old city hall. Why weren't the dogs brought over there? I'm going to ask the question. We have police officers here, and I know you're lawyered up because I know how this works. But I said, why wouldn't you ask yourself a question? Because the dogs didn't even have collars and they had no tags. Why would you return the dog back to the owner where it already had done this? Why would you do that? I know you're not going to answer, but why would you do that? So the reason I'm coming here, because what I'm really afraid of is that if it gets a child, because once Rick did tase those dogs, the one took off and jumped over the fence. It took them no effort to go over that fence and ran down the street. So does it start biting other people? Does it hurt other people? I mean, these dogs are our family. It might not be a lot to you folks, but it is to us. And so I guess the thing is, I'm coming to you and I'm imploring to you guys. You need to do something here. But this is the way I look at it right now, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel that there should have been responsibility on the owners of the dogs, okay? Because the thing is, they should have had the proper confinement for the dogs, to be honest with you. And then I also look at the village being responsible, called neglect. My family was neglect, not yours. Mine was. And so you might sit here with your little looks, but I'll tell you what, this is awful. So hopefully, maybe you'll take it to heart. And when you did your little prayer today, because I believe in the good Lord, asking for Him to help me, hopefully He'll talk to your hearts. Because I hope this doesn't happen to somebody else. And the reason I'm here, because I'm begging and pleading with you people. Don't let it happen again. Don't let it happen again. And that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's all we have on the list. Does anybody else want to speak for public comment? All right. All right. Engineers, I guess since you're here, back from vacation, you're up.
Rob had sent this email out to everybody or not. I kind of sent this out last week before I took off. I know the last meeting I missed, there were concerns about overtime. I think you had brought that up.
I was going to wait for you to get back before I actually talk to you about it first.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Talk about it now? Or?
I'll get with you next week.
All right.
This week.
We have the three water main projects. The one we kind of scaled back over on the west side of town. So that's like between Holden and Linden, so it's in that alley. I think if we just run a new line between the alley and Holden Street, that should take care of the majority of the problems we've had in that area. That'll help reduce the construction cost on that around $20,000 to $25,000. I believe that's kind of an engineer estimate on that project. I would still like to possibly push to get the quarry and Reynolds site done as well. The engineers have said that if we try for the EPA loan, we can get up to like a 30% loan forgiveness on that project. So say it was $100,000, I mean, that's $30,000 there. So that's pretty significant money that we would not have to repay. So and then we can also push that back past May, get that into the new fiscal year. If we stayed out of the field, I wouldn't feel as bad. There'd be no crop damages, anything like that. If we stay in the 1 yard where the people have, that's the far dead end where we have the most complaints at. Hopefully we can get an easement from them and make this process go a lot easier. If we can stay within their property, tie that in, that should be pretty quick and painless. Again, we wouldn't be out in the field, wouldn't have to worry about interfering with the neighbors, and hopefully future expansion of that front of that field as well. So, did you send this out to everybody?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I'm saying I don't think so. I was looking forward to send it.
My budget that I had kind of put together, I had for to replace one of the trucks. That was around 30. I had around 35,000 budgeted. Hopefully, we can get something less than that. And again, that we'd pay for this year. We traded the backhoe in, got that end loader. The trade in on that would go towards the this year's purchase price. So that wouldn't have to be paid until next year. So two pieces of new equipment, or newer equipment, and just paying for one this year. We had that CMOM plan, and I know I sent that to everybody to kind of review. If you have or not, that's fine. I went through it, kind of picked some things out, sent that back to Farnsworth. But in there, and I highlighted some stuff and gave that back to Rob, there's what it's for is to show that we are being proactive with this, that we are, you know, taking care of our sanitary sewer system. And that's, it's just the collection system. It's not the sewer plant itself. So with that, this is something we've talked to with C2 some about coming in and doing some flow monitoring at the pump stations. So when we have the rains like we had a week and a half ago, we can tell where we have the really high inflow of stormwater. And then we can kind of from there say, and I'm guessing we don't have a huge amount of inflow problems up in Deer Path. You know, being a newer subdivision, we probably don't have the stormwater getting into the system like we do in some of the older parts of town. But that would help determine what areas we need to focus on first after that. So if we do the flow monitoring, that would probably be 3 to 4 months worth of data, and I don't have an estimate from C2 yet on that, but I should have one hopefully later this week. So. The storm sewers, we still have some areas in town we need to take care of. Cut some ditches. I know there's some areas that I want to work on this year. And some areas that I think we can add some sewer lines in. So, water meters. That's been a nightmare. Our supplier we had, but we got away from, and we got a new supplier. Now we can't use that supplier because they're not in our area. And the old supplier kind of got into problems with some things he said to our current supplier. So we're buying directly from the manufacturer now. So, which I really liked our old supplier. She was very good, very knowledgeable, got the stuff when we needed it. So, but that's not been a good thing over the last couple of weeks. So, the streets, I don't know if you have gotten that letter together to send out to.
We've gotten them written, so we haven't sent them out.
Okay. I'd kind of like to change our truck route around a little bit. Instead of coming all the way down to Austin to Corey, turn at Condit off of Austin and then turn back on to Strong up to 45. Maybe slow some trucks down through there. The streets down to the down around Austin and Corey, those streets are beat all up. That's kind of where we want to do that water main project at too. So if we can kind of keep them out of there for right now, if we reroute that truck route, I think that'll help a lot for the construction process. So.
And the Corey to Austin is such a tight turn that it's really tearing up that road right there.
Yeah. And if we do, we've kind of got an engineer estimate on that. I don't know exactly what that was for all the. I'd have to look again, but I can get that information to you if you want to see.
Which we can do those letters too, so we can change it over to strong.
Yeah. I think we were going to talk about the snow routes.
Yeah, we have the ordinance on here
tonight. There's something else I was going to say.
Did you have a chance to look at that ordinance?
I did. I kind of proofread that last week.
Is that kind of what you're wanting to go?
I think that's the one.
Okay.
Before we, if this passes, before we do any signs, check with the Deer Path homeowners association to make sure that it all blends.
Okay. Are there any questions for me?
Any questions on the snow ordinance? Since we're on that one, we might as well go ahead and put that up for a vote.
Motion to pass ordinance 2018-06.
Need a second?
I'll second.
Roll call for...
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
And that might be something else, too. We could do temporary signs instead of permanent ones, too. Just whatever they want to do. So.
The other thing that I popped in about the temporary workers this summer, did you send that out to anyone? That
job description?
Yes.
Did I send a job description of the high school or temporary workers up to you guys?
It's in our packet.
It's in our packet. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
All I have, so. Anything else?
Yeah, I think we're good, unless anybody has questions. Perfect.
I'll get with you later.
All right, Robert.
Because I was like horrible, and then you were horrible, so I was like,
I've gone last Thursday today, so.
We'll try next week.
I won't do that. We won't have the junior ordinance.
No, we only have junior.
Yeah. Thank you.
We don't have the high school.
We don't have the high school. No. No. Okay, we'll get it. There's not a
agenda last time, and you said we didn't.
Yeah, but it's not a huge rush on that one, so. Okay. All right.
For bills, we have nothing unusual. That are in front of you, the invoices were in board packets. Sewer credits, we have none at this time. We will have two from one property owner in town next month, or next board meeting. His leak may expand 2 billion cycles, so we're waiting to get a read on that to see if his leak did in fact expand 2 billion cycles instead of doing 2 different credits, we just do it in one shot. Aside from that, we have submitted a property tax exemption for 3 of our properties here in town. That's up to the assessor's office in the state of Illinois to review and consider. We also submitted a request for reimbursement of property tax on our stormwater retention pond out by the sewer plant. And the maximum that can go to is 3 years, and that's been submitted to the county assessment office. Any questions?
Need a motion to pass the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
All right, roll call.
Bubba?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
All right, anything else for Robert? Is this your last board meeting? Okay. All right, so approval of the minutes. Regular session minutes on February 20th, 2018. Okay. I just need a motion to approve the minutes for February 20th, 2018.
I make a motion.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
We can do all in favor. Go ahead.
Tato? Ping?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
That was pretty long.
Yes.
All right, no executive session minutes. Discussion of the liquor ordinance 2018-05. Any discussion on it? There's no discussion on it?
Is
it?
There's some language in the serving size that I think is not supposed to be there. It's like it looks like a side note.
Okay. What portion are you on?
In the serving. It's the area that essentially talks about you can't serve a larger amount for the serving restrictions.
I'm flipping over there.
A number three under A3. It's got some weird stuff after.
What page number you see in the bottom?
2117. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm wrong.
I'm sorry,
A3. The very end of that.
Yeah, that would make sense for us, though.
Yeah.
So I think we would put a period after the word day.
Yeah.
And cross out everything after that. Okay.
Any other... Anything else in there?
The Budweiser Corporation is okay with that. We refer to Bud. There's a reference to Bud Light in that line, so that's why I was joking.
I think that was the only note I had on it.
Right.
Motion to approve liquor ordinance 2018-0.5, amending the liquor ordinance for the Village of Tolona.
Do we need to get rid of the old ordinance, or this just replace it?
This replaces it. It says the old part now reads like this. And if someone asks for a copy, you just hand them this.
Perfect. Second?
Second.
All right.
Bucko?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Crystal, email you the clean version tomorrow. What ordinance number did we say it was?
05.
05? Great. So I'll have it with the word number in it.
All right, copy proposals. These were kind of interesting.
We actually have two of the companies have representatives here today.
Oh, okay, cool.
If there are any questions for WAFS, Josh is here.
Josh?
And Mr. Roberts Grex from our current provider, GFI Digital.
Okay. Do you have any questions over their proposals? Take a look at
them.
You're an electronics guy.
Yes, but the
AV guy.
Paper guy.
You're the AV guy. I looked at it the other day and it was interesting.
Is this for the main office or here?
It's going to go in the main office, and the one for the main office is going to come here. It just makes more sense because it doesn't get used as much. So,
what is Brandy and Roberts?
That's exactly what I was talking about.
That's what I was going to say. You guys are the ones going
to
use it.
What do you
want? My situation, I would defer that to Brandy, given that she'll be the primary user of the machine.
Actually, I'd like to ask that to you from a, you analyze the bids based on the bids, which, as our treasurer, would you suggest?
And from a financial perspective, the low bid, which I believe was a Sharp machine from GFI Digital, it makes the most financial sense. It's comparable to the machine that we currently have. It's actually almost identical from what I can tell. The representative from the company may be able to add more to it. The Razor's Edge provided a kind of a side note, slightly used machine that exceeded our request for proposal requests and capabilities, but it does seem like a good deal as well, given that it is slightly used, and the lifetime of the machine would it's practically new at this point, and it comes with substantial savings.
Right.
Those are the two that caught my eye mostly.
Okay.
From purely a finance perspective.
Now, from a work usage perspective.
The Sharp caught my eye the most because we already have everything we need. I don't have to reteach everybody that comes in the office how to use it.
That's a good point.
I'm about to get very busy, so that would save time.
Okay. Anything for discussion? I agree with you on the Laser Edge one. That was kind of intriguing because it was a heck of a machine for cheap, but it's used, and we'd have a contract with another company on top of the one we already have.
No, I didn't look too closely at leasing cost and pricing, given that it, in the long run it is cheaper to purchase the machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not rank or figure out who would be the cheapest for the lease option. But that is something to consider, too, if the board would like to go with a leasing option. We did ask them to provide those in the proposals.
All right. Anything else for discussion? So I just need a motion.
To purchase the Sharp MX-3050 from GFI Digital for $3,804.
I need a second.
A second.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
All right. Now for the boiler proposal, which I don't see them in the board packet.
No,
they've been in here before.
Right, those were in previous board packets.
Yeah.
So, the meeting that we talked about boiler proposals, I had misspoken, told you that one company had offered up a on-demand or tankless water heater in addition to the boiler. There seemed to be some interest in that. That company did not submit a proposal. So that was Maddox, and I misspoke that a previous meeting and said a different company's name. I reached out to Maddox, talked to their service manager. They were supposed to have the same person that came out and kind of took a look at our system. He was supposed to submit it, and he still has not. At this point, I would recommend going off of the three proposals that we have and either choosing one of those, or we could do a formal RFP, send out the paperwork rather than asking people via their website or emails to come give us estimates, which was what was done previously. I asked about 15 companies in the area to provide us information on boiler furnace replacement. We had maybe four or five brandy come out and actually take a look, and then even fewer submit proposals. On the upside, it's going to get warmer soon. We're going to need a boiler for a while.
Exactly.
So that is something that we could use these three estimates that we did receive for budgeting purposes in this budget year, and maybe in a month or so put out a formal RFP for a boiler or furnace replacement, whichever direction the board wants to go with it. And maybe we'll get a little bit more of a response from that. What did seem to be a little bit of a turnoff from some of the companies is the requirement for them to adhere to the prevailing wage ordinance. Some of them had questions as to whether they were adhering to our current prevailing wage ordinance, which has a sheet attached from the previous state budget, or if they were adhering to the new one that's in accordance with the new state budget.
The state statute lets us actually ascertain what
prevailing wages.
Okay.
So when we passed that last ordinance and we just attached the prior year, we made the assertion that that was what the prevailing wages. So that's what we control.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's not very much different from the new one.
Okay.
Next.
May put it off, put out the RFP center. Most of these prices are beyond the 30-day, 45-day quote, so might as well wait.
Yeah. Might as well wait now.
Okay, let's put it off then. Works for me. You can put your space heater on. All right. I skipped Rick, so
this is all.
Anybody have any questions for the police department? Anything?
I do have one question.
Come on up, Rick.
Sorry. With the public comment earlier, were the dogs supposed to go to animal control for quarantine?
No, that's only if they bite a person.
Mm-hmm. And for clarification, we have a contract for them to keep our dogs, right, not to come down and take them.
Right.
But we had another incident over the weekend where a lady was out jogging and got knocked down. We didn't have a police officer on. And got bit, and animal control actually came and took that dog. So if somebody does get bit, animal control will,
they
come,
will
down.
Come for those.
Yes, they will.
Come for those. Okay. And they came down and took that dog.
But because these dogs didn't have tags or anything like that, shouldn't animal control have quarantined them to know whether they were rabid?
Because they didn't bite a person? Because they didn't bite a person.
Rick would know because I had an incident many moons ago with a pit bull in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he knows because repeatedly I'd went to him, but there was nothing they could do. Eventually I took pictures and repeatedly took pictures and turned it into Champaign County. That's all you can do.
Okay.
But they eventually, Champaign County fined them 3 times and then they eventually took the dog away. But it would literally, it was a pit bull, which I have nothing against pit bulls. Right. We have some in our family. So I don't hold a grudge against any pit bull. But this particular dog, I won't say what type it was, would not let her my kids out of the car. And they were in high school. And it would circle the car, bark at them. We tried everything, but it never bit anyone, so they couldn't do anything.
And Rick did everything.
And Rick did everything in his power that he could in our jurisdiction.
And in this situation, he's checked with animal control. He's done everything because I questioned him at length earlier today when I found out about all this. And we researched it, and there's nothing else he could have done.
There is nothing
here.
There isn't,
because I've gone through it
about
my incidents.
Having tags.
Which brings me up on our next topic. We need to rewrite our dog ordinance.
We need to do something about this dog ordinance. We really do.
Yeah.
Because it is not something that I like either.
And what I'd like to do is, Rick, you sit down the next couple of days and go through there and put in there what you think needs to be in that
ordinance. We'll have a meeting with the rural chiefs.
Okay.
And we'll discuss how they do some of theirs as well.
Okay.
And see if I can come up with
and then track. Get up with Mark and
a
between the two of you brainstorm,
see if we
please.
Can work on that. But our ordinance, I do believe that it needs to be redone with these items in there because it doesn't give me any power other than the right running at large tickets.
And I think some board members had some suggestions, so send your suggestions to Rick and Mark, please.
Okay.
And then we'll get.
And the other thing that I did do, and I didn't bring that in here with me, I did check with the state law. Once again, most of that is county orientated. There is a little section in there that does give the municipalities the right to do your own ordinances and so forth. And then there's a section there that they kind of label, if they define what a vicious dog is, what a dangerous dog is, and a potential dangerous dog. And those might be good things to look at, Mark, to put those kinds of things into this ordinance. But there is that the dangerous dog one. I found out that in there, it gives me the authority to give this to the animal control, and they are required by state law to do something about it. Okay, I did that today. They're going to go out there and tell them what they have to do, and this can be on the confinements, muzzles, whatever, you know, they decide to do on this. Confinement is defined as a 6-foot fence kind of thing, or a cage, or, you know, stuff like that. So all of that that he was mentioning is being taken care of. Now, when I mentioned to him about the SK fencing part of that, they had already called them prior to this because they knew they had an issue. Okay. So that was supposed to happen Friday. And so on the going back to the dangerous dog thing, once they do that, they'll give them, and they check for tags and all this stuff, which we did today, and they will deal with that. They will have fines for that. They'll have 2 weeks to complete everything that they tell them to do. If not, then they have the authority to go in and take the dog. But they tell me they don't even have the authority to take the dog off out of my house. So we never even had the one dog, and I have to admit, I don't know if that dog's been there because I've been so tied up on this case report and trying to get this done for the animal control. Got down to animal control, got that done, and just didn't, I ran out of time. I'll have, go ahead and have the officer tonight go by there and double check, see what's going on, and give them the citations I'm writing for the running at large. But other than that, there's not much else I could have done.
And have, I think it's Aaron's working tonight, have him follow up the Holtz with their questions they had too.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
And have you got your statement from Barb yet?
No. And I don't think I'm going to get it, okay. To be honest with you. Because I gave everybody an opportunity to write out a statement. The other party did. Pretty detailed. And kind of went with what she told me originally, but what she told me was a brief thing because she was upset and I didn't want to get her more upset and things like this. So I just took a brief summary of what she said and put that part in the report and was waiting on the detailed statement from her, which she has not supplied.
And at the time he got that statement, you guys were at the vet hospital and Barb was a little
right. I took,
up
I helped her take the dog to the vet after I tased the other dogs, got them off, and went back, got the other dog with Barb to have that one checked out as well, just to make sure.
You transferred the dog to the vet.
Yes, I did. My car is still filthy. If Matt is still here, she is. So anyway, so we got them down there, took care of all that, and it is what it is at that point, I guess.
And then they went back and got them.
I did everything I could to help them out as well, getting the dogs for the right and so forth.
Any other questions for Rick?
All right. The only other thing here.
Hold on 1 second. Right?
Would it be a good idea to you give the Holtz a call just to let him know what you found? And
well, I tried to
check up
tell him back here, but
okay.
He didn't. I told him I had trouble getting involved in it as well. Worried about, so can't talk.
Okay. And Rick went to. You just got back from animal control at 4 o'clock this afternoon?
Yeah, we got 4 o'clock when we were back here.
Because I talked to him after he got back from animal control because I was here.
Yeah.
Thank you for the additional info.
I know what I did with it. But in your little packet there, you got a... here it is. One of these little thingies. This is just giving you an idea of the number of calls for 2015, 2016, and 2017, and that kind of shows you where we are throughout those 2 years. So that should have been sent with your stuff through the emails or whatever.
You had a more detailed list on calls around the bars, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, that, I can give that to you as well.
I think that was in the packets.
Yeah, actually, I can give you a...
The new one you did.
This first one here is just more or less.
This one? This one or a different one?
No, it's a different one. He's got, I asked for a little more detail.
Here's the the addresses to. And other than that, that's pretty much all I was asked to do. So.
Alright, I guess we're just going to pick
any questions? A lot of information to digest. See, approval of Ordinance 2018-0-7 regarding junior trustees. Did everybody have a chance to read that? Pretty simple. Looks similar to a couple other places.
Eyes and nays. Actually, no.
No?
No. It's custom. Most of the other places haven't done one. So I did a rough one out for us, okay. And I'll share it with others.
Okay. Perfect.
I promised the mayor last time I wouldn't charge you for it, so you didn't pay for it. But I think it makes sense to have it in ordinance form, just so it's kind of defined.
I like it.
But it's going to be really rewarding. I've really been impressed with what I've seen with the other communities that do it.
I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance 2018-07 regarding junior trustees.
Second.
All right.
Buffo?
Yes.
C?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Derek?
Yes.
All right, that was easy. Okay. Now we just got to figure out where they're going to set. So. And I apologize for not getting the job description for the high schoolers out. I just sent you an email. So we'll get that out for the next board meeting, or at least get it in the packets. Appointment of a mayor pro tem. This is something we need in case I can't make it to a board meeting. I'll be gone next week out of town. So it normally goes to the most senior board member, which would be Ryan, if Ryan would choose to accept it.
Sure.
Is everybody okay with that?
Don't be too excited. Yeah.
Are you doing baseball?
I don't know when that starts yet.
Is that a yay or nay or roll call?
It'd be yay and nay. I think
we're gonna say nay.
We need a motion.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would be a motion.
I don't
to designate Ryan as the president pro tem.
When I'm unreachable, or out of town, or out of the country, or
it's a date range.
Is it a date range, or can it?
Usually,
just be
we make it pretty specific. You're trying to make it generic, which is why I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And there's next a way to do it.
Okay.
I'm thinking it through. Okay. So I'm thinking during the absence of the president. At any board meeting for the balance of 2018.
That works.
And
you have 2 years left.
Is it this year or
next year?
During any.
Unless you decide to do it again.
Terms of absence designated by the president. Well,
okay.
We have to have some standard for when you aren't able to serve.
Okay.
So if you leave a note saying I'm gone from such and such to such and such, then it's black and white. We've got it clear in writing. If you're out at Menards and he suddenly decides he wants to be president pro tem and fill in job positions, then we have an issue. So that's kind of what I'd like to do. I think that should cover us, and if we have a serious illness or something strange, we can adapt to that later.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hit you in the parking lot.
Just
to get the job.
And it just saves us from doing it at the last minute in a board meeting.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so anybody want to make a motion to what Mark just said?
I will make a motion that Ryan Perry be president pro tem in the absence of the president at any board meeting for the balance of 2018 and during any term of absence designated by the president.
All right, roll call.
Pepo?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
Do I have to abstain? Or
it's your choice.
You vote,
sure. You vote for yourself. So there you go. All right. Now for D. I've been tossing this around. I've kind of talked off and on with a lot of you guys. Not sure what to do here. But Gary Tulock actually ran for the position, actually went door to door and put the effort in for the position. So I'd like to appoint Gary to the board. But ultimately, it's your guys' decision. So I need a motion for Gary.
Make a motion to accept Gary Tulock for the vacant village trustee position.
A second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call?
Pepo?
Yes.
Payne?
Abstained.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
All right. Actually,
that would be effective now, and you could swear him in.
Oh, you have the swearing in thing?
Do you have the swearing in thing?
I can.
It's pretty easy.
Chicken scratch it.
Well, then just
you'd get and get it.
Wrap it off real quick.
Right?
Oh, wait, well,
it's almost like I've done this before. Well,
and I can call up a.
It's exactly it.
Yeah.
So uphold the Constitution of the United States,
State of Illinois, and the ordinances of the village of Toledo.
You've
there you go.
That works. There you go. And you're swearing in, don't you?
Do you remember all that?
And then you can have him come up with a form later and he'll sign it for your file. I will.
Front center, Gary.
Then you get to have a seat.
Back oh, man, we're kicking, row, we're kicking you out.
Yeah, back to the front row of the church. Sit over here.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Gary Tulock.
I, Gary Tulock.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To uphold the Constitution.
To uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of Illinois.
Of the State of Illinois.
And the ordinances of the Village of Toledo.
And the ordinances of the Village of Toledo.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
There you go. Have a seat.
Congratulations.
Yay.
His tablet is in there.
But we'll get to that later. Not dealing with that right now. Okay, nuisance, or this is the tickler file. We can take some stuff off here, I think. Well, look, this is done, so we can take that off.
Woohoo!
Unfenced pools. We passed that, didn't we? We passed the pool ordinance. The cats we're still dealing with.
They were dealing with the list of them.
Okay. All right, well, that would go to the nuisance file then, right? So we can move some of that. Rick and Matt can work on that list. Now we have a new ordinance and stuff. It makes actually sense. Cats, we're still having. Are we still having cat issues on? On.
She lives on.
So. Start trapping them.
No, we've done that before, and it seems like we just never get done.
Yeah. Start working on that again, I guess, because it still seems like they're there. Alleys. That's been on this tickler file forever. I know you've been working with the GIS maps. You sound really intelligent if I said it right. Can we start working on those alleys again in all your spare time? and see if those are ours and maybe take care of some of them, because some of them are in pretty bad shape. Not you. I'm talking through you. I'm talking to Matt. No, I'm not talking to you. You're like, no, I don't want to work it out.
Matt's in the
room. Park's on wall.
I can jump on. I can get up there right now.
So there's somebody
that's
13, 14, I guess. So he has.
I need to earn my way back to the table.
I was going to say, you've been demoted already.
Yeah.
Third and Main?
I think that's taken care of. I think those are in front of those apartments that they...
That's the one that had a sinkhole, wasn't it?
Yeah, or a lake, whatever.
Okay.
<it's called. laughs>
Perfect. So that's taken care of. So we just kind of cleared that the entire list. Perfect.
It's the one that the road was all tore up.
And now the nuisance list. Where are we at on the nuisance list?
Mark sent letters for most of the ones that we've been dealing with. They were given in such dates.
Was today was the deadline.
So to have the police squad.
My theory was that we would be able to kind of give you an update as to our progress. I do know we had one property that we were completely successful on, and I don't have the update on the other properties. But that one property justified our approach.
Do you know which one it was?
Mm-hmm.
So
what will happen next is I will inventory what we've got after my letter, and then we'll formally notice those guys up with a particular type of nuisance ordinance notice, and then the other ones will go to court if they don't comply with that that formal notice. So the fellow you met, Justin, once we do this little audit.
He's a lawyer.
Yep, he'll take it over at that point, and then I'll have him do those formal notices.
Probably won't have an update at the next board meeting, but the following board meeting.
That's correct. We'll have some sort of update, but you won't get a heavy-duty update until the April meeting.
Okay, perfect. Any questions on this, guys? All right, I think we're almost done. Any special events?
Got any special events?
Anything? Not yet? You working on it?
You working on it?
Get nickels and dimes again?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Anything for executive session that you can think of? Huh? Do you have something you want to talk to us in executive session?
Did you want to talk to me in executive session?
Thanks for coming, guys. We'll get a copy of that to you guys in the next probably week or so.
Did you have anything to say?
All right. Well, I guess we'll go in. Did you have anything? You don't have anything? Okay. I guess we'll go to executive session for a minute then.
Before you do that,
oh, go ahead.
Can I ask the board, does anybody have a list of rules that we did last year?
Did it make it in any board?
I don't know if I've ever seen a list.
I remember seeing it, but
I've never seen it too, but I don't.
It's in my files. I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll look for it. If not, we'll start from scratch. All right, so we're in recess for
motion to adjourn to executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, or employment of one or more village employees.
Gary, would you like to second it?
Sure, I would like to second it.
Yes.
Okay.
We have to get the minutes, buddy. That's it.
Bumbo?
Yes.
Yes.
Part
of
the plot.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
Perry left.
You know what? You give the guy a little bit of a...